ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। And we've reached the sixth canto, chapter 3. Yamaraj instructs his messengers. No? Sorry? It was so good I wanted to read it again. Oh yeah, the Narayana Kavacha, that's right. Just testing. Just see if you're on top of it. Okay. Chapter 8. The Narayana Kavacha Shield. Text 1. King Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami, "My Lord, kindly explain the Vishnu Mantra armor that protected King Indra and enabled him to conquer his enemies, along with their carriers, and enjoy the opulence of the three worlds. Please explain to me that Narayana armor by which King Indra achieved success in battle, conquering the enemies who were endeavoring to kill him." Text 3. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, "King Indra, the leader of the demigods, inquired about the armor known as Narayana Kavacha from Vishwarupa, who was engaged by the demigods as their priest. Please hear Vishwarupa's reply with great attention." 4-6. Vishwarupa said, "If some form of fear arrives, one should first wash his hands and legs clean and then perform achaman by chanting this mantra, Om apavitra pavitro va sarva vastam gato piva Yaksmaret Bundirikaksham Sabaya Bhyantadak Shuchi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. Then one should touch kusha grass and sit gravely and silently facing north. When completely purified, one should touch the mantra composed of 8 syllables to the 8 parts of his body and touch the mantra composed of 12 syllables to his hands. Thus, in the following manner, he should bind himself with the Narayana coat of armor. First, while chanting the mantra composed of 8 syllables, Om Namo Narayanaya, beginning with pranava, the syllable Om, one should touch his hands to 8 parts of his body, starting with the 2 feet and progressing systematically to the knees, thighs, abdomen, heart, chest, mouth, and head. Then one should chant the mantra in reverse, beginning with the last syllable, ya, while touching the parts of his body in the reverse order. These 2 processes are known as utpatinyasa and sangharanyasa, respectively. Text 7. Then one should chant the mantra composed of 12 syllables, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Preceding each syllable by the omkara. One should place the syllables of the mantra on the tips of his fingers, beginning with the index finger of the right hand and concluding with the index finger of the left. The 4 remaining syllables should be placed on the joints of the thumbs. Text 8-10. One must then chant the mantra of 6 syllables, Om Vishnave Namaha. One should place the syllable Om on his heart, the syllable Vi on the top of his head, the syllable Sha between his eyebrows, the syllable Na on his tuft of hair, Shika, and the syllable Ve between his eyes. The chanter of the mantra should then place the syllable Na on all the joints of his body and meditate on the syllable ma as being a weapon. He should thus become the perfect personification of the mantra. Thereafter, adding visarga to the final syllable ma, he should chant the mantra maha astrayapat in all directions, beginning from the east. In this way, all directions will be bound by the protective armor of the mantra. Text 11. After finishing this chanting, one should think himself qualitatively one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full in six opulences and is worthy to be meditated upon. Then one should chant the following protective prayer to Lord Narayana, the Narayana Kavacha. Text 12. Should we chant the mantra? Do you want to play it just to the English? The Supreme Lord, who sits on the back of the bird Garuda, touching him with his lotus feet, holds eight weapons: the conch shell, disc, shield, sword, club, arrows, bow, and ropes. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead protect me at all times with his eight arms. He is all-powerful because he fully possesses the eight mystic powers, anima, lagima, etc. Purport. Thinking oneself one with the Supreme is called ahangraho-pasana. Through ahangraho-pasana, one does not become God, but he thinks of himself as qualitatively one with the Supreme, understanding that as a spirit soul, he is equal in quality to the Supreme Soul, the way the water of a river is of the same nature as the water of the sea. He should meditate upon the Supreme Lord as described in this verse and seek his protection. The living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme. Consequently, their duty is to always seek the mercy of the Lord in order to be protected by him in all circumstances. Text 13. May the Lord, who assumes the body of a great fish, protect me in the water from the fierce animals that are associates of the demigod Varuna. By expanding his illusory energy, the Lord assumed the form of the dwarf Vamana. May Vamana protect me on the land. Since the gigantic form of the Lord Vishwarupa conquers the three worlds, may he protect me in the sky. Purport. This mantra seeks the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the water, land, and sky, and in his incarnations as the fish, Vamanadev, and the Vishwarupa. Text 14. May Lord Nrisingadev, who appeared as the enemy of Hiranyakashipu, protect me in all directions. His loud laughing vibrated in all directions and caused the pregnant wives of the Asuras to have miscarriages. May that Lord be kind enough to protect me in difficult places like the forest and battlefront. Text 15. The Supreme, Indestructible Lord is ascertained through the performance of ritualistic sacrifices and is therefore known as Yajneshwar. In his incarnation as Lord Bor, he raised the planet Earth from the water at the bottom of the universe and kept it on his pointed tusks. May that Lord protect me from rogues on the street. May Parashuram protect me on the tops of mountains. And may the elder brother of Bharata, Lord Ramachandra, along with his brother Lakshmana, protect me in foreign countries. Purport. There are three Ramas. One Rama is Parashurama, Jamadagni, Jamadagnya. Another Rama is Lord Ramachandra, and a third Rama is Lord Balarama. In this verse, the words Ramo Dri Te Chapta, Ramo Dri Kushteshata, indicate Lord Parashurama, the brother of Bharat Maharaj, and Lakshmana is Lord Ramachandra. Text 16. May Lord Narayana protect me from unnecessarily following false religious systems. and falling from my duties due to madness. May the Lord in his appearance at Nara protect me from unnecessary pride. May Lord Dattatreya, the master of all mystic power, protect me from falling while performing bhakti yoga. And may Lord Kapila, the master of all good qualities, protect me from the material bondage of fruitive activities. 17. May Sanat Kumara protect me from lusty desires. As I begin some auspicious activity, may Lord Hayagriva protect me from being an offender by neglecting to offer respectful obeisances to the Supreme Lord. May Devarshi Narada protect me from committing offenses in worshipping the deity. And may Lord Kurma, the tortoise, protect me from falling to the unlimited hellish planets. Purport. Lusty desires are very strong in everyone, and they are the greatest impediment to the discharge of devotional service. Therefore, those who are very much influenced by lusty desires are advised to take shelter of Sanat Kumara, the great Brahmachari devotee. Narada Muni, who is the guide for Archana, is the author of the Narada Pancharatra, which prescribes the regulator principles for worshipping the deity. Everyone engaged in deity worship, whether at home or in the temple, should always seek the mercy of Devarshi Narada in order to avoid the 32 offenses while worshipping the deity. These offenses in deity worship are mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion. Text 18. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his incarnation as Dhanvantari relieve me from undesirable eatables and protect me from physical illness. May Lord Rishabhdev, who conquered his inner and outer senses, protect me from fear produced by the duality of heat and cold. May Yajna protect me from the defamation and harm from the populace. And may Lord Balarama, as Shesha, protect me from envious serpents. Purport. To live within this material world, one must face many dangers, as described herein. For example, undesirable food poses a danger to health, and therefore one must give up such food. The Dhanvantari incarnation can protect us in this regard. Since Lord Vishnu is the supersoul of all living entities, if he likes, he can save us from adibhautika disturbances, disturbances from other living entities. Lord Balarama is the Shesha incarnation, and therefore he can save us from angry serpents or envious persons who are always ready to attack. Text 19. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his incarnation as Vyasadeva protect me from all kinds of ignorance resulting from the absence of Vedic knowledge. May Lord Buddhadev protect me from activities opposed to Vedic principles and from laziness that causes one to madly forget the Vedic principles of knowledge and ritualistic action. May Kalkidev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as an incarnation to protect religious principles, protect me from the dirt of the age of Kali. Purport. This verse mentions various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who appear for various reason purposes. Srila Vyasadeva Mahamuni compiled the Vedic literature for the benefit of all human society. If one wants to be protected from the reactions of ignorance, even in this age of Kali, one may consult the books left by Srila Vyasadeva, namely the four Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Rig, and Atharva, the 108 Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahapurana, Vyasadeva's commentary on the Brahma Sutra, and the other 17 Puranas. Only by the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva do we have so many volumes of transcendental knowledge to save us from the clutches of ignorance. As described by Srila Jayadeva Goswami in his Dashashvatara Stotra, Lord Buddha apparently decried the Vedic knowledge. Nindasi yajna vidher ahaha shruti jatam Sadayari daya dashita pashugatam Keshavadrita Buddha Shriya Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare. The mission of Lord Buddha was to save people from the abominable activity of animal killing and to save the poor animals from being unnecessarily killed. When Pashandis were cheating by killing animals on the plea of sacrificing them in Vedic yagyas, the Lord said, if the Vedic injunctions allow animal killing, I do not accept the Vedic principles. Thus he actually saved people who acted according to Vedic principles. One should therefore surrender to Lord Buddha so that he can help one avoid misusing the injunctions of the Vedas. The Kalki avatar is the fierce incarnation who vanquishes the class of atheists born in this age of Kali. Now, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, many irreligious principles are in effect, and as Kali Yuga advances, many pseudo-religious principles will certainly be introduced, and people will forget the real religious principles enunciated by Lord Krishna before the beginning of Kali Yuga, namely, principles of surrender under the lotus feet of the Lord. Unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, foolish people do not surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Even most people who claim to belong to the Vedic system of religion are actually opposed to the Vedic principles. Every day they manufacture a new type of dharma on the plea that whatever one manufactures is also a path of liberation. Atheistic men generally say, yatamat tatapat. According to this view, there are hundreds and thousands of different opinions in human society, and each opinion is a valid religious principle. This philosophy of rascals has killed the religious principles mentioned in the Vedas, and such philosophies will become increasingly influential as Kali Yuga progresses. In the last stage of Kali Yuga, Kalkidev, the fierce incarnation of Keshava, will descend to kill all the atheists and will save only the devotees of the Lord. Text 20. May Lord Keshava protect me with his club in the first portion of the day. May Govinda, who was always engaged in playing his flute, protect me in the second portion of the day. May Lord Narayana, who is equipped with all potencies, protect me in the third part of the day. And may Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc to kill his enemies, protect me in the fourth part of the day. Purport. According to Vedic astronomical calculations, day and night are each divided into 30 gatikas, 24 minutes, instead of 12 hours. Generally, in each day and each night, each day and each night is divided into six parts consisting of five gatikas. In each of these six portions of the day and night, the Lord may be addressed for protection according to different names. Lord Keshava, the proprietor of the holy place of Mathura, is the Lord of the first portion of the day, and Govinda, the Lord of Vrindavan, is the master of the second portion. Text 21. May Lord Madhusudana, who carries a bow very fearful for the demons, protect me during the fifth part of the day. In the evening, may Lord Madhava, appearing as Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara, protect me. And in the beginning of the night, may Lord Rishikesha protect me. At the dead of night, in the second and third parts of night, may Lord Padmanabha alone protect me.
Shri 22. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who bears the Sri Vatsa on his chest, protect me after midnight until the sky becomes pinkish. May Lord Janardana, who carries a sword in his hand, protect me at the end of night during the last four ghatikas of night. May Lord Damodar protect me in the early morning. And may Lord Vishveshvara protect me during the junctions of day and night. Set into motion by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and wandering all the four directions, the disk of the Supreme Lord has sharp edges as destructive as the fire of devastation at the end of the millennium. As a blazing fire burns dry grass to ashes with the assistance of the breeze, may that Sudarshan Chakra burn our enemies to ashes. O club in the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you produce sparks of fire as powerful as thunderbolts, and you are extremely dear to the Lord. I am also his servant. Therefore, kindly help me pound to pieces the evil living beings known as Kushmandas, Vainayakas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Bhutas, and Grahas. Please pulverize them. Chunaya. O best of conch shells, O Panchajanya, in the hands of the Lord, you are always filled with the breath of Lord Krishna. Therefore, you create a fearful sound vibration that causes trembling in the hearts of enemies like the Rakshasas, Pramata ghosts, Pretas, Matas, Pishachas, and Brahmana ghosts with fearful eyes. O King of sharp-edged swords, you are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please cut the soldiers of my enemies to pieces. Please cut them to pieces. O shield marked with 100 brilliant moon-like circles, please cover the eyes of the sinful enemies. Pluck out their sinful eyes. Chindi chindi. May the glorification of the transcendental name, form, qualities, and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead protect us from the influence of bad planets, meteors, envious human beings, serpents, scorpions, and animals like tigers and wolves. May it protect us from ghosts and the material elements like earth, water, fire, and air. And may it also protect us from lightning and our past sins. We are always afraid of these hindrances to our auspicious life. Therefore, may they all be completely destroyed by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Lord Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, is the most worshipable Lord, for he is as powerful as the Supreme Lord himself. He is the personified Vedas and is worshipped by selected verses. May he protect us from all dangerous conditions. And may Lord Vishwakshena, the personality of Godhead, also protect us from all dangers by his holy names. Sri Vishwakshena Ki. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead's holy names, his transcendental forms, his carriers, and all the weapons decorating him as personal associates protect our intelligence, senses, mind, and life air from all dangers. Purport, there are various associates of the Transcendental Personality of Godhead, and his weapons and carrier are among them. In the spiritual world, nothing is material. The sword, bow, club, disc, and everything decorating the personal body of the Lord are spiritual living force. Therefore, the Lord is called Advaya Gyan, indicating that there is no difference between him and his names, forms, qualities, weapons, and so on. Anything pertaining to him is in the same category of spiritual existence. They are all engaged in the service of the Lord in varieties of spiritual forms. 31. The subtle and gross cosmic manifestation is material, but nevertheless it is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is ultimately the cause of all causes. Cause and effect are factually one because the curse is present in the effect. Because the cause, the subtle and gross cosmic manifestation is material, but nevertheless it is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he is ultimately the cause of all causes. Cause and effect are factually one because the cause is present in the effect. Therefore, the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can destroy all our dangers by any of his potent parts. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entities, the material energy, the spiritual energy, and the entire creation are all individual substances. In the ultimate analysis, however, together they constitute the Supreme One, the Personality of Godhead. Therefore, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge see unity and diversity. For such advanced persons, the Lord's bodily decorations, his name, his fame, his attributes, and forms, and the weapons in his hand are manifestations of the strength of his potency. According to their elevated spiritual understanding, the omniscient Lord, who manifests various forms, is present everywhere. May he always protect us everywhere from all calamities. Purport. A person highly elevated in spiritual knowledge knows that nothing exists but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4, where Lord Krishna says, Maya tatamidang sarvam, indicating that everything we see is an expansion of his energy. This is confirmed in the Vishnu Purana. Ekadesha stitasyagner jyotsna vistarani yata parasya brahmana shaktis tatedam akilam jagat. As a fire, although existing in one place, can expand its light and heat everywhere, so the omnipotent Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although situated in his spiritual abode, expands himself everywhere, in both the material and spiritual worlds, by his various energies, since both cause and effect are the Supreme Lord, there is no difference between cause and effect. Consequently, the ornaments and weapons of the Lord, being expansions of his spiritual energy, are not different from him. There is no difference between the Lord and his variously presented energies. This is also confirmed in the Padma Purana. What verse do you think it would be? Pretty good. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnashuto Nityamukto Vinatvam Nama Namino. The holy name of the Lord is fully identical with the Lord, not partially. The word Purna means complete. The Lord is omnipotent and omniscient, and similarly, his name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and everything pertaining to him are complete, pure, eternal, and free from material contamination. The prayer to the ornaments and carriers of the Lord is not false, for they are as good as the Lord. Since the Lord is all-pervasive, he exists in everything, and everything exists in him. Therefore, even worship of the Lord's weapons or ornaments has the same potency as worship of the Lord. Mayavadis refuse to accept the form of the Lord, or they say that the form of the Lord is Maya or false. But one should note very carefully that this is not acceptable. Although the Lord's original form and his impersonal expansions are one, the Lord maintains his form, qualities, and abode eternally. Therefore, this prayer says, Patu sarvai swarupayar na sada sarvatra sarvaga. May the Lord, who is all-pervasive in his various forms, protect us everywhere. The Lord is always present everywhere by his name, form, qualities, attributes, and paraphernalia, and they all have equal power to protect the devotees. Srila Madhvacharya explains this as follows. Eka eva paro vishnor bhusha heti dvadeshya ja tatach chakti pradadvena swayameva vyavastitaha satyena nenamam deva patu sarveshvaro harihi. 34. Prahlad Maharaj loudly chanted the holy name of the Lord. Nrisingadev! That wasn't very loud. Prahlad Maharaj loudly chanted the holy name of the Lord. That was pretty loud. May Lord Nrisingadev, roaring for his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, protect us from all fear of dangers created by stalwart leaders in all directions through poison, weapons, water, fire, air, and so on. May the Lord cover their influence by his own transcendental influence. May Nrisingadev protect us in all directions and in all corners, above, below, within, and without. Yes, Jai. 35. Vishwarup continued, O Indra, this mystic armor related to Lord Narayana has been described by me to you. By putting on this protective covering, you will certainly be able to conquer the leaders of the demons. If one employs this armor whomever he sees with his eyes or touches with his feet is immediately freed from all the above mentioned dangers. Take a look around. This prayer, Narayana Kavacha, constitutes subtle knowledge transcendentally connected with Narayana. One who employs this prayer is never disturbed or put in danger by the government, by plunderers, by evil demons, or by any type of disease. O King of Heaven, O a Brahmana named Kaushika, formerly used this armor when he purposefully gave up his body in the desert by mystic power. Surrounded by many beautiful women, Chitraratha, the king of Gandharvaloka, was once passing in his airplane over the Brahmana's body at the spot where the Brahmana had died. Suddenly, Chitraratha was forced to fall from the sky head first with his airplane. Struck with wonder, he was ordered by the great sages named Valikilas to throw the Brahmana's bones, Valikilas. Struck with wonder, he was ordered by the great sages named the Valikilas to throw the Brahmana's bones in the nearby river Saraswati. He had to do this and bathe in the river before returning to his own abode. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear Maharaj Parikshit, one who employs this armor or hears about it with faith and veneration, when afraid, because of any conditions in the material world, is immediately freed from all dangers and is worshipped by all living entities." Sounds easier to hear about it than to actually put it on. King Indra, who performed 100 sacrifices, received this prayer of protection from Vishwarup. After conquering the demons, he enjoyed all the opulences of the three worlds. Purport: this mystical mantric armor given by Vishwarup to Indra, the king of heaven, acted powerfully, with the effect that Indra was able to conquer the asuras and enjoy the opulence of the three worlds without impediments. In this regard, Madhvacharya points out, Vidya karmani cha sada guru prapta pala prada anyata naiva prasada prasanauta pala prada. One must receive all kinds of mantras from a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, the mantras will not be fruitful. That's a parallel to the that other verse. What is it? Yeah. How does it start? You look it up. Sampradaya vihina ye mantras te nishpralap. Vidya karmani. So that sometimes people dispute that verse. We'll find out where it's from. Is it from a Padma Purana? But it's nice to have this other parallel verse from Madhvacharya. Vidya karmani cha sada guru prapta pala prada anyata naiva pralada prasannukta pala prada. One must receive all kinds of mantras from a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, the mantras will not be fruitful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Two lines only from the Padma Purana. Sampratya vihina ye mantras te nishpalamata. If one is not actually connected with a bona fide disciplic succession, whatever mantras he chants will not bring the desired results. Padma Purana. Quoted here only. Just now coming. One must receive all kinds of mantras from bona fide spiritual master, otherwise the mantras will not be fruitful. This is also indicated in Bhagavad Gita 4:34. Thank you. Tadvidi pranipati na paribrashne na sevaya tupadakshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a bona fide spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. All mantras should be received through the authorized guru, and the disciple must satisfy the guru in all respects after surrendering at his lotus feet. In the Padma Purana, it is also said, Sampradaya vihina ye mantraste nishpala mata. There are four sampradayas or disciplic successions, namely the Brahma Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya, the Sri Sampradaya, and the Kumara Sampradaya. If one wants to advance in spiritual power, one must receive his mantras from one of these bona fide sampradayas. Otherwise, he will never successfully advance in spiritual life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 6th canto, 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Narayana Kavacha Shield. Anyone who claps for this chapter will be empowered by the Narayana Kavacha Shield.
Bravo! Bravissimo!
That was heartfelt. I mean, it's just such an intrinsic aspect of the material world that we're assailed from every direction by dangers and adversities and so forth. And when there's any, not even talking about in the Shastra, but any kind of talisman or mantra or guaranteed insurance policy that's offered anywhere in the world, people flock to get it because the natural condition of living any in the material world is fear because of being so vulnerable. And this is the ultimately the situation in the material world, don't you think? I once tried to catalog all the different kinds of insurance that are available. I put it out in one of my blogs, and it went on to about 35 different kinds of insurance that any normal kind of grihastha person could purchase in order to protect assets. And yet, if you look at it, ultimately, none of them really can guarantee that they'll do it. It's just risk management to some degree. But ultimately, it's all going to be grabbed away anyway, right? What other comments would you like to make about this chapter? We'll pass you the microphone. Madhva, would you relay this back on the 440 relay? That's a baton to the next runner.
I really like this chapter. It's very wonderful to hear how the devotee can be protected in so many different ways, in so many different circumstances by the Lord. How to employ this, it mentions to employ this armor, but it's not clear exactly how that practically works.
Well, you know, one thing is that, you know, at the end it mentioned that if you appreciate it or if you hear about it from others, I mean, just the holy names are there. It's really just a series of mentions of the various holy names of the different incarnations of the Lord. And ultimately, that's all that's necessary, according to the Bhagavatam. Apanasam srutim gauran yannama vivasho granan tata sadhyo vimucheta yabhipeti swayam bhayam. Navina Prabhu, since you're a devotee of the Narayana Kavacha, yeah, you are. Or is that part of the thing you're not supposed to tell?
It says it every day.
Oh, is it every Kavacha? Okay. Other comments? Yes.
Just curiosity, you're mentioning that some people dispute the verse on Sampradaya Vihina Ye. Can you elaborate on that?
No, I can't. Sorry.
They just don't accept it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try to recall some of the context in which I heard about that. But I know some people don't accept it as a valid verse from the Padma Purana or something like that. I have no more to say about it right now, though. Anything else? Yes.
It reminds me of Diti and Kashyapa. Of like, okay, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that. But it's all about Vishnu. It's all about worshipping Vishnu and chanting his name. And so sometimes people like these technical arrangements of how to procure safety and becoming prosperous. But it's just a roundabout way, actually, how to trick people into, for lack of a better word, for worshipping Vishnu. Because if you come straight out and say, hey, you know, just take shelter of Vishnu and just chant Hare Krishna, they say, oh no, you know, I heard this before, you know, it's too easy. It's what's that going to do for you? But when you put something up like 64 of this and 13 of that and 7 of that, and then you got to do this and you got to do that, they're like, wow, and you're doing this every day. Yeah, it takes, you know, takes 2 hours. Okay. But actually, you could just chant Hare Krishna for that time. Not to discredit this, but just...
Yeah.
There is the simple path, and there is the elaborate path, and then there is the very complicated path. But it all points in the same direction.
R.A.D.
Well, I like the part that we have to receive the mantra by the spiritual master. Because otherwise, today it seems to be fashion just to chant the mantra and it works. But you have to receive it by a disciplic succession. I like that part.
Yeah, actually, we don't have it anymore. Oh, the six, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, 6219, it's about 3/4 of the way through the commentary. You know what I'm talking about, right? This is from the famous verse 6219. In which Prabhupada gave a summary at the end of the chapter 2 of this instructions about the holy name from the Vishnu Dutas. And then here is this section. 629, yeah. I got it. Okay. It says in Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, he says, no purpose of destroying the effect appropriately for the offense, sinning on the strength and offending Vaishnava. The effects of the other offenses will be destroyed simply by continual chanting. Some people make the following proposition. Those offenders of the name who are without karma and jnana and who practice bhakti without hearing and chanting but have not taken initiation because they have not surrendered to the feet of a guru are still called Vaishnavas. This is the argument people make. The word Vaishnava is defined as the person who takes Vishnu as his object of worship according to Panini Sutras. Thus Vaishnavas are those who have made Vishnu the object of worship by accepting initiation, but also those who make Vishnu the object of worship simply by worship, since there is no other word to describe the two types of people. So the latter type of persons also should not fall to hell. This, however, is not correct, says Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, because one cannot attain the Lord easily without guru. Then he quotes, Ride Hamadyam Sulabham Sudulabham Pavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadaram. This is the verse that is spoken in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Through the allegory, maybe, of the Avanti Brahman, it's saying that it's very rare to get the human form of life, plavam sukalpam gunakaranadaram, that the human body is a boat, and it can take one across the dangerous ocean of the material world. So to get across on this boat, you need to have a captain, the guru, and mayana kulyena navasvetheritam. You also need to have favorable breezes in the form of the instructions that Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna spoke it at 11, 20, 17. So then he goes on. So he quotes that, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur quotes this verse to prove that one needs a guru. He says, having attained the human body, rarely attained, but attained easily sometimes by good fortune, which is like a well-constructed boat, the guru as the captain. Pushed by favorable winds of serving me, a person who does not cross the ocean of material existence is a killer of himself. Therefore, it should be explained that there is no other way of attaining the Lord than by becoming a devotee who has surrendered to the feet of a guru, who will be attained in another birth by the power of worship. But it is seen that Ajamila, without surrendering to guru, easily attained the Lord. This can be explained as follows. Everyone with me? Those who, like cows and asses, make their senses pursue some objects cannot know the Lord, bhakti or guru, even in their dreams. But as in the case of Ajamila, they can be delivered even without guru by chanting the name in Namabhasa without offense. Though it has been definitely ascertained that the Lord should be worshipped, that worship is the means of attaining him, that the guru is the person who teaches about worship, and that those who are devotees attain the Lord. It is also said, quote, chanting the holy name does not depend on initiation, pious activities, or the Purushacharya regulative principles generally observed before initiation. The holy name does not wait for any of these activities. It is self-sufficient. As well, we have the example of Ajamila. But one who thinks, what is the benefit of taking the trouble to accept guru? I will attain the Lord just by chanting the name. Will not attain the Lord because of the offense of offending the guru. Third offense. However, in this life or another life, if he surrenders to the feet of guru after destroying his offense, he will then attain the Lord. Some people say that persons who worship the devatas should be treated like the karmis with sin and offense. Others say that those were the main points that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said that I thought were relevant in that part, the importance of chanting and accepting a guru also. He says, okay, there are cases like Ajamila where it's done, but then if you take that as an excuse and you say, okay, I won't go to the trouble of surrendering to a guru, then he says, you can get perfection, but next life, after you take a guru, next life, and then you'll get the mercy of the holy name. 6-9. Any other points? Yes, Prabhu?
This airplane where this Brahman's body was? Yeah, doesn't mention what the Brahman...
Kaushika?
What was that all about?
He had... It was to prove the efficacy of the Narayana Kavach. He was just giving it as an example. Because this Brahman had fortified his body with the Narayana Kavacha. And then he died in the desert. So then there's this hotshot flying across, you know, like cruising, leaning out the window of his airplane, and all of a sudden, bang, you know, he just gets stuck in the midair because of the radiant power of the Kavacha coming up from the bones of this sage. And then the plane, he had to crash right into the desert. Right? And that was because that's just to prove the Narayana Kavacha, it has this effectiveness that goes into the bones. That's even why ultimately they went and asked Didichi, I think. Because Didichi had that power also in his bones. So it goes right into your DNA. Other things? Yes, Prabhu?
Just confirming from the purport of Prabhupada what Navina Prabhu said, because Prabhupada in 6.8.30 is paraphrasing the whole Kavacha briefly according to the Harinam Sankirtan, that it does the same effect actually. It was very nice there. And also, I liked very much, I appreciate how the demigods, how they solved this problem with being overpowered by demons. They didn't just analyze the armies and the tactic and the strategy, but they looked really on some deep level. And actually our daily equivalent of this is like when we go on book distribution, because there are these material sales strategies, for example. This is like we try to materially just improve what we do with our material intelligence and try to sell, let's say, something, some item. But when we are forced, actually we look at different perspective, the whole problem, and we try to surrender. And when we something doesn't go well, we do not just go to back to the sale menu or something like this. We analyze ourselves, where I'm doing, what's wrong, why I do not have Krishna Shakti, and how to connect with people and how to get empowered by mm-hmm. Guru and these things.
I had a
I'm sorry.
After you.
Even if you don't do that, we have this clear example. How many devotees have gone out on Sankirtan since 1971?
13,033.
How much money have they collected on, out in public by putting it into just some bag?
$4.5 billion, $360 million, $200 million
Something like that. Something like that. How many devotees have actually been robbed?
3.5
3.5 Who is the half?
Well, they only took half his stuff.
Anyway, it was so obvious. I was once in a parking lot in Oakland, California, reputed to be one of the toughest neighborhoods around in the States. And I was in a parking lot, and I was doing Sankirtan, and I was putting money into the bank. And all of a sudden, I felt like somebody was watching me, so I started to be a little more conscious. And there was these five or six young teenage kids, and they were kind of all together. It was a gang. And they were like this, among the cars, and kind of coming in like this. And at one point, I just stood up, and I pointed at one of them. I said, "Look, this money belongs to God. And if you take this money, you're going to be in deep trouble." And then I started chanting the Nisshingadev prayer as loud as I could. And they all just looked at me and they went away. It was amazing. Proof, the Hare Krishna mantra and the Nisshingadev mantra are all powerful.
That was back in the days we didn't have. They gave us these cloth bags to where we put our Lakshmi.
Yeah.
They just might as well put a sign on it saying, "Free money, help, help self." One point about in the Archanapadati, just to continue this thread about the importance of the holy name, and the Padatis, it says that actually it's very important, especially for householders, to do all these pujas because they contain multiple names, Namanyanantasya Shankitaniyat, Bhagavatam also says, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when you're doing your puja, you're saying Janardhan Namaha, Keshava Namaha, and all these, because you're chanting the name, that's why it's effective, says Jiva Goswami. And he also says, in any ritual, you have to chant Harinam Sankirtan in the beginning, at the end, otherwise there's no use to it in the Kali Yuga. And now we're... Yeah. Any last reflections?
You know, recently this year, one of our vice presidents in Pune got infected with a disease and was about to leave body, Sarvalakshan Prabhu. He's a great book distributor, Sankirtan devotee there, leader. So one of the disciples of Radha Govind Maharaj, you know, in our temple, suggested that we chant, we all come together, all brahmacharis. They come together and chant this Narayan Kavach prayers. We chanted Narayan Kavach prayers, we chanted Gajendra Moksha, and we did a lot of kirtan. And eventually within 24 hours of day, you know, doctor said he will leave body within, you know, six hours or so. But he lasted, now he is very well and he is doing book distribution.
Hariba! And now, and Pune now has become the number one destination in India for people with any affliction. Okay, now we're continuing. Oh, thank you very much for coming. Hare Krishna. We'll see you all soon, right? Okay. Okay. Thanks for stopping in.
Come back soon.
Hare Krishna. What an enlivening chapter, eh? And it just keeps getting better, because here we go on the next chapter, which is the appearance of the demon, Vritrasura. We're starting just here at text number one with his holiness Keshavarti Maharshi.
This is my favorite chapter in the whole Bhagavata, or this pastime. This pastime is my favorite pastime in the whole Bhagavata. Yes, I'm into it. I'm up for it. Chapter 9, the appearance of the demon Vritrasura. Text 1. Shri Shukadeva Goswami continued, Vishwarupa, who was engaged as the priest of the demigods, had three heads. He used one to drink the beverage Somarasa, another to drink wine, and the third to eat food. O King Parikshit, thus I have heard from authorities. Purport. One cannot directly perceive the kingdom of heaven, its king, and other inhabitants, or how they perform their various engagements. For no one can go to the heavenly planets. Although modern scientists have invented many powerful space vehicles, they cannot even go to the moon, not to speak of other planets. By direct experience, one cannot learn anything beyond the range of human perception. One must hear from authorities. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami, a great personality, says, "What I am describing to you, O King, is what I have heard from authoritative sources." This is the Vedic system. The Vedic knowledge is called Shruti because it must be received by being heard from authorities. It is beyond the realm of our false experimental knowledge. Text 2. O Maharaj Parikshit, the demigods were related to Vishwarupa from his father's side, and therefore he visibly offered clarified butter in the fire while chanting mantras such as Indraya Idam Swaha. This is meant for King Indra. And Idam Agnaye. This is for the demigod of fire. He loudly chanted these mantras and offered each of the demigods his proper share. Text 3. Although offering clarified butter in the sacrificial fire in the name of the demigods, without the knowledge of the demigods, he also offered oblations to the demons because they were his relatives through his mother. Purport. Because Vishwarupa's affection for the families of both the demigods and the demons, he appeased the Supreme Lord on behalf of both dynasties. When he offered oblations in the fire on behalf of the Asuras, he did so secretly without the knowledge of the demigods. 4. Once upon a time, however, the king of heaven, Indra, understood that Vishwarupa was secretly cheating the demigods by offering oblations on behalf of the demons. He became extremely afraid of being defeated by the demons, and in great anger at Vishwarupa, he cut Vishwarupa's three heads from his shoulders. Text 5. Thereafter, the head meant for drinking Somarasa was transformed into a Kapinjala, a Francholin partridge. Similarly, the head meant for drinking wine was transformed into a Kalavinka, sparrow, and the head meant for drinking food became a Titiri, common partridge. Text 6. Although Indra was so powerful that he could neutralize the sinful reactions for killing a Brahmana, he repentantly accepted the burden of these reactions with folded hands. He suffered for 1 year, and then to purify himself, he distributed the reactions for this sinful killing among the earth, water, trees, and women. Text 7. In return for King Indra's benediction, that ditches in the earth would be filled automatically, the land accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions for killing a Brahmana.
Because of those sinful reactions, we find many deserts on the surface of the earth. Purport. Because deserts are manifestations of the earth's diseased condition. Interesting. Auspicious ritualistic ceremony can be performed. Oh no, auspicious, excuse me. Good thing we have a fact checker. Because deserts are manifestations of the earth's diseased condition, no auspicious ritualistic ceremony can be performed in a desert.
That's the best Harinam that anyone's ever had. There were 400 devotees that went down to the Las Vegas Strip. And the devotees experienced, Harinam devotees said, that the contrast between the two worlds was so profound that devotees and even some people in the audience were moved to tears.
Wow. There you go. It's all powerful. Persons destined to live in deserts are understood to be sharing the reactions for the sin of Brahmahatya, the killing of a Brahmana. Text 8. In return for Indra's benediction that their branches and twigs would grow back when trimmed, the trees accepted 1/4 of the reactions for killing a Brahmana. These reactions are visible in the flowing of sap from trees. Therefore, one is forbidden to drink this sap. All those maple leaf lummers. Oops. Text 9. Moving right along. In return for Lord Indra's benediction that they would be able to enjoy lusty desires continuously, even during pregnancy, for as long as sex is not injurious to the embryo, women accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions. As a result of those reactions, women manifest the signs of menstruation every month. Purport. Women as a class are very lusty, and apparently their continuous lusty desires are never satisfied. In return for Lord Indra's benediction that there would be no cessation to their lusty desires, women accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions for killing a Brahmana. Text 10. And in return for King Indra's benediction that water would increase the volume of other substances with which it was mixed, water accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions. Therefore, there are bubbles and foam in water. When one collects water, these should be avoided. Purport. If water is mixed with milk, fruit juice, or other similar substances, it increases their volume, and no one can understand which has increased. Well, the dude dwellers know all about this. In return for this benediction, water accepted 1/4 of Indra's sinful reactions. These sinful reactions are visible in foam and bubbles. Therefore, one should avoid foam and bubbles while drinking water. Text 11. After Vishwarupa was killed, his father, Tvashta, performed ritualistic ceremonies to kill Indra. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on up there in the heavenly planets, you know, before you decide just to go up there and sport with some heavenly, you know, damsel in the Kandana forest. He offered oblations in a sacrificial fire, saying, "O enemy of Indra, flourish to kill your enemy without delay." Purport. There was some defect in Tvashta's chanting of the mantra, because he chanted it long instead of short, and therefore the meaning changed. Tvashta intended to chant the word Indra Shatro, meaning "O enemy of Indra." In this mantra, the word Indra is in the possessive case, Shasti, and the word Indra Shatro is called a Tatpurusha compound, Tatpurusha Samasa. Unfortunately, instead of chanting the mantra short, Tvashta chanted it long, and its meaning changed from the enemy of Indra to Indra, who is an enemy. Consequently, instead of an enemy of Indra's, there emerged the body of Vritrasura, of whom Indra was the enemy. Text 12. Thereafter, from the southern side of the sacrificial fire, known as Anvaharya, came a fearful personality who looked like the destroyer of the entire creation at the end of the millennium. Text 13 to 17. Like arrows released in the four directions, the demon's body grew day after day. Tall and blackish, he appeared like a burnt hill and was as lustrous as a bright array of clouds in the evening. His hair, the hair on the demon's body, and his beard and mustache were the color of melted copper, and his eyes were piercing like the midday sun. He appeared unconquerable, as if holding the three worlds on the points of his blazing trident. Dancing and shouting with a loud voice, he made the entire surface of the earth tremble, as if from an earthquake. As he yawned again and again, he seemed to be trying to swallow the whole sky with his mouth, which was as deep as a cave. He seemed to be licking up all the stars in the sky with his tongue and eating the entire universe with his long, sharp teeth. Seeing this gigantic demon, everyone, in great fear, ran here and there in all directions. Text 18. That very fearful demon, who was actually the son of Tvashta, covered all the planetary systems by dint of austerity. Therefore, he was named Vritra, or one who covers everything. In the Vedas it is said, Sa ima lokan avrinotad vritasya vritatvam. Because the demon covered all the planetary systems, his name was Vritrasura. Text 19. The demigods, headed by Indra, charged the demon with their soldiers, striking him with their own transcendental arrows, bows and arrows, and other weapons. But Vritrasura swallowed all their weapons. No information, except that they're obviously not ordinary human beings. Maybe. A little speculative, but we're checking the authorities. Yeah. Okay. Translation. Struck with wonder and disappointment upon seeing the strength of the demon, the demigods lost their own strength. Therefore, they all met together to try to please the Supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, by worshipping him. The demigod said, "The three worlds are created by the five elements, namely ether, air, fire, water, and earth, which are controlled by various demigods, beginning from Lord Brahma. Being very much afraid that the time factor will end our existence, we offer presentations unto time by performing our work as time dictates. The time factor himself, however, is afraid of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, let us now worship that Supreme Lord who alone can give us full protection." Purport. When one is afraid of being killed, one must take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is worshipped by all the demigods, beginning from Brahma, although they are in charge of the various elements of this material world. The words Bibeti Jasmat indicate that all the demons, regardless of how great and powerful, fear the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods, being afraid of death, took shelter of the Lord and offered him these prayers. Although the time factor is fearful to everyone, fear personified is afraid of the Supreme Lord, who is therefore known as Abhaya, fearless. Taking shelter of the Supreme Lord brings actual fearlessness, and therefore the demigods decided to take shelter of the Lord. And that brings us to the Gayatri break. We'll be back here at 32 minutes past the hour. We'll see you in about 20 minutes. Gaur Premanande Hari Bol. Break at text number 22 in the 6th canto, 9th chapter, which is entitled The Appearance of the Demon Vritrasura. Yes. Well, it's he did offer them some concession, but in any case, it's a very enigmatic section of the Bhagavatam, and it's funny that you brought it up because I just recently been researching this particular part because it's a very frequently asked question, and so far even amongst the various although I haven't done it extensively so far, but the several Bhagavatam scholars that are very scholarly people that I've talked to kind of pushed it back at me like, well, what do you think? So I'll let you know if I get more, a deeper understanding. I haven't found anything in the commentary. I just looked again just now, and I have no other comment other than that. Everything else would be speculation. You can ask Siri over there.
Part of the unfolding of the universe, that these propensities or these properties would be there in these particular aspects of the creation. And that way Vishnu is behind it.
Text 22. Free from all material conceptions of existence and never wonderstruck by anything, the Lord is always jubilant and fully satisfied by his own spiritual perfection. He has no material designations, and therefore he is steady and unattached. That Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only shelter of everyone. Anyone desiring to be protected by others is certainly a great fool who desires to cross the sea by holding the tail of a dog. Purport, a dog can swim in the water, but if a dog dives into the ocean and someone wants to cross the ocean by holding the dog's tail, he is certainly fool number one. A dog cannot cross the ocean, nor can a person cross the ocean by catching a dog's tail. Similarly, one who desires to cross the ocean of nations should not seek the shelter of any demigod or anyone else, but the fearless shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.58 therefore says, Samashitaye padapallava plavam mahatpadam punya yasho marade. Bhavam buddhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yadvi padam natesham. The Lord's lotus feet are an indestructible boat, and if one takes shelter of that boat, he can easily cross the ocean of nations. Consequently, there are no dangers for a devotee, although he lives within this material world, which is full of dangers at every step. One should seek the shelter of the all-powerful instead of trying to be protected by one's own concocted ideas. 23. The Manu named King Satyavrata formally saved himself by tying the small boat of the entire world to the horn of the Matsya Avatar, the fish incarnation. By the grace of the Matsya Avatar, Manu saved himself from the great danger of the flood. May that same fish incarnation save us from the great and fearful danger caused by the son of Choshta. In the beginning of creation, a tremendous wind caused fierce waves of inundating water. The great waves made such a horrible sound that Lord Brahma almost fell from his seat. You know, a few verses ago, they left the long A off the Brahma. I just realized that. about 4 or 5 verses ago. And I even looked on your screen and didn't have it there either. Is there another Brahma without a long A?
Well, it's in verse.
What?
It's in a verse.
Shamyaprash will find it. In the beginning of creation, a tremendous wind caused fierce waves, but you can't change it. Fierce waves of inundating water. The great waves made such a horrible sound that Lord Brahma almost fell from his seat on the lotus into the water of devastation, but he was saved with the help of the Lord. Thus, we also expect the Lord to protect us from this dangerous condition. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created us by his external potency and by whose mercy we expand the creation of the universe, is always situated before us as the Supersoul, but we cannot see his form. We are unable to see him because all of us think that we are separate and independent gods. Purport. Here is an explanation of why the conditioned soul cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Even though the Lord appears before us as Lord Krishna or Lord Ramachandra and lives in human society as a leader or king, the conditioned soul cannot understand him. Avajanantima mudha manushim tanumashitam. Rascals, mudhas, deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking him an ordinary human being. However insignificant we are, we think that we are also God, that we can create a universe or that we can create another God. This is why we cannot see or understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, Srila Madhva Acharya says, Lingam eva pashyamaha, lingam eva pashyama, kadachit abhimanastu devanam apisan iva, praya kalishu nashyeva, taratmanyena sopitu. We are all conditioned to various degrees, but we think that we are God. This is why we cannot understand who God is or see him face to face. Nada. By his inconceivable internal potency, the Supreme Personality of Godhead expands into various transcendental bodies as Vamanadeva, the incarnation of strength among the demigods, Parushuram, the incarnation among saints, Nrsimhadeva and Varaha, incarnations among animals, and Matsya and Kurma, incarnations among aquatics. He accepts various transcendental bodies among all types of living entities, and among human beings he especially appears as Lord Krishna and Lord Rama. By his causeless mercy he protects the demigods, who are always harassed by the demons. He is the supreme worshipable deity of all living entities. He is the supreme cause, represented as the male and female creative energies. Although different from this universe, he exists in his universal form, Virat Rupa. In our fearful condition, let us take shelter of him, for we are sure that the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Soul, will give us his protection. Purport. In this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is ascertained to be the original cause of creation. Sridhar Swami, in his commentary, Bhavarta Deepika, replies to the idea that Prakriti and Purusha are the causes of the cosmic manifestation. As stated herein, Param Pradhanam Purusham Vishramanyam, he is the supreme cause represented as the male and female creative energies. Although different from this universe, he exists in his universal form, Virata Rupa. The word Prakriti, which is used to indicate the source of generation, refers to the material energy of the Supreme Lord, and the word Purusha refers to the living entities, who are the superior energy of the Lord. Both the Prakriti and Purusha ultimately enter the Supreme Lord. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Prakritim yanti mamikam, although Prakriti and Purusha superficially appear to be the causes of the material manifestation, both are emanations of different energies of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the cause of Prakriti and Purusha. He is the original cause, Sarvakarana Karanam. The Naradiya Purana says, Avikaropi Parama Prakritistu Vikarini Anupravishya Govinda Prakritischa Bidiyate. Both the Prakriti and Purusha, which are inferior and superior energies, are emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, Gam Avishya, the Lord enters the Prakriti, and then the Prakriti creates different manifestations. The Prakriti is not independent or beyond his energies. Vasudev, Lord Sri Krishna, is the original cause of everything. Therefore, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante imam buddhabhava samanvitaha. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.33, the Lord also says, Aham eva same vagre, only I existed before the creation. This is confirmed in the Ramanda Purana as follows. Smirtir avyadyadharnina prakritvam iti prakrititvam iti stita stiti ubhayatmak vad vasudeva parapuman prakriti purushascheti shabder eko badiyate. To generate the universe, the Lord acts indirectly as the Purusha and directly as the Prakriti. Because both energies emanate from Lord Vasudev, the all-pervasive Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is known as both Prakriti and Purusha. Therefore, Vasudev is the cause of everything, Sarva Karana Karanam. 28. Sri Shukadev Goswami said, My dear King, when all the demigods offered him their prayers, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, carrying his weapons, the conch shell, disc, and club, appeared first within their hearts and then before them. Surrounding and serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, were 16 personal attendants, decorated with ornaments and appearing exactly like him, but without the mark of Srivatsa and the Kaustubha jewel. O King, when all the demigods saw the Supreme Lord in that posture, smiling with eyes like the petals of lotuses grown in autumn, they were overwhelmed by happiness and immediately fell down like rods, offering dandavats. What? With happiness. With happiness and immediately fell down like rods, offering dandavats. Then they slowly rose and pleased the Lord by offering him prayers. Purport, in Vaikuntha Loka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has four hands like and decorations like the Sri Vatsa mark on his chest and the gem known as Kaustubha. These are special indications of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord's personal attendants and other devotees in Vaikuntha have the same features except for the Sri Vatsa mark and the Kaustubha gem. 31. The demigods said, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are competent to give the results of sacrifice, and you are also the time factor that destroys all such results in due course. You are the one who releases the chakra to kill the demons. O Lord, who possesses many varieties of names, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. O Supreme Controller, you control the three destinations, promotion to the heavenly planets, birth as a human being, and condemnation in hell. Yet, your supreme abode is Vaikuntha Dham. Since we appeared after you created this cosmic manifestation, your activities are impossible for us to understand. We therefore have nothing to offer you but our humble obeisances. Purport. An inexperienced man generally does not know what to beg from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is under the jurisdiction of the created material world, and no one knows what benediction to ask when praying to the Supreme Lord. People generally pray to be promoted to the heavenly planets because they have no information of Vaikuntha Loka. Srila Madhvacharya quotes the following verse, Deva Lokat Pratir Lokat Nirat Yatshap Yatparam Trishpya Paramanam Stanam Vaishnavam Vishusham Gati. There are different planetary systems known as Devaloka, the planets of the demigods, Pitraloka, the planet of the Pitas, and Niraya, the hellish planets. When one transcends these various planetary systems and enters Vaikuntha Loka, he achieves the ultimate resort of the Vaishnavas. The ultimate resort. That should be a billboard. Vaishnavas have nothing to do with the other planetary systems. 33. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Narayana, O Vasudeva, original person, O most exalted person, supreme experience, welfare personified, O supreme benediction, supremely merciful and changeless, O support of the cosmic manifestation, sole proprietor of all planetary systems, master of everything, and husband of the goddess of fortune. Your lordship is realized by the topmost sannyasis who wander about the world to preach Krishna consciousness, fully absorbed in samadhi through bhakti yoga. Because their minds are concentrated upon you, they can receive the conception of your personality in their fully purified hearts. When the darkness in their hearts is completely eradicated and you are revealed to them, the transcendental bliss they enjoy is the transcendental form of your lordship. No one but such persons can realize you. Therefore, we simply offer you our respectful obeisances. What? Want to hear about the rabbits? Want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Which part did you want to hear again? From here only? Here itself? When the darkness in their hearts is completely eradicated and you are revealed to them, the transcendental bliss they enjoy is the transcendental form of your lordship. No one but such persons can realize you. Therefore, we simply offer you our respectful obeisances. Hare Krishna. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has numerous transcendental names pertaining to different grades of revelation to various grades of devotees and transcendentalists. When he is realized in his impersonal form, he is called the Supreme Brahman. When realized as the Paramatma, he is called Antaryami. And when he expands himself in different forms for material creation, he is called Shiradakshayi Vishnu, Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, and Karnadakshayi Vishnu. When he is realized as Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha, the Chaturvyuha, who are beyond the three forms of Vishnu, he is the Vaikuntha Narayana. Above realization of Narayana is realization of Baladev, and above that is realization of Krishna. All these realizations are possible when one engages fully in devotional service. The covered core of one's heart is then completely open to receiving an understanding of the Supreme Personality of God in his various forms. Cool. 34. O Lord, you need no support, and although you have no material body, you do not need cooperation from us. Since you are the cause of the cosmic manifestation and you supply its material ingredients without being transformed, you create, maintain, and annihilate this cosmic manifestation by yourself. Nevertheless, although you appear engaged in material activity, you are transcendental to all material qualities. Consequently, these transcendental activities of yours are extremely difficult to understand. Purport. The Brahma Samhita 537 says, Goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuta. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is always situated in Goloka Vrindavan. It is also said, Vrindavanam parityaja paramekam nagacchati. Krishna never goes even a step from Vrindavana. Nevertheless, although Krishna is situated in his own abode, Goloka Vrindavana, he is simultaneously all-pervading and is therefore present everywhere. This is very difficult for a conditioned soul to understand, but devotees can understand how Krishna, without undergoing any changes, can simultaneously be in his abode and be all-pervasive. The demigods are understood to be various limbs of the Supreme Lord's body, although the Supreme Lord has no material body and does not need anyone's help. He is spread everywhere. Mayatatamidang sarvam jagadavyakta murtina. Nevertheless, he is not present everywhere in his spiritual form. Although to the Mayavadi philosophy, according to the Mayavadi philosophy, the Supreme Truth, being all-pervasive, does not need a transcendental form. The Mayavadis suppose that since his form is distributed everywhere, he has no form. This is untrue. The Lord keeps his transcendental form and at the same time extends everywhere in every nook and corner of the material creation. 35. These are our inquiries. The ordinary conditioned soul is subject to the material laws, and he thus receives the fruits of his actions. Does your lordship, like an ordinary human being, exist within this material world in a body produced by the material modes? Do you enjoy or suffer the good or bad results of actions under the influence of time, past work, and so forth? Or, on the contrary, are you present here only as a neutral witness who is self-sufficient, free from all material desires, and always full of spiritual potency? We certainly cannot understand your actual position. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he descends to this material world for two purposes. I'll let you all guess what those two might be. And you say it in Sanskrit if you can. Correct. To relieve the devotees and kill the demons or non-devotees. These two kinds of action are the same for the absolute truth. When the Lord comes to punish the demons, he bestows his favor upon them. And similarly, when he delivers his devotees and gives them relief, he also bestows his favor. Thus the Lord bestows his favor equally upon the conditioned souls. When a conditioned soul gives relief to others, he acts piously. And when he gives trouble to others, he acts impiously. But the Lord is neither pious nor impious. He is always full of his spiritual potency, by which he is always full in his spiritual potency, by which he shows equal mercy to the punishable and the protectable. The Lord is a papa vidham. He is never contaminated by the reactions of so-called sinful activities. When Krishna was present on this earth, he killed many inimical non-devotees, but they all received a sarupya. In other words, they returned to their original spiritual bodies. One who does not know the Lord's position says that God is unkind to him, but merciful to others. Actually, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Samaham Savabhuteshu Name Dveshos Dinapriyaha, I am equal to everyone. No one is my enemy, and no one is my friend. But, he also says, Ye Bhajanti Tu Mam Bhaktya Mai Te Teshu Chapyam, if one becomes my devotee and fully surrenders unto me, I give him special attention. Now keep in mind that these are prayers being offered by the demigods to get protection from Vritrasura. This is the recommended method.
Okay. Text 36. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, all contradictions can be reconciled in you. O Lord, since you are the Supreme Person, the reservoir of unlimited spiritual qualities, the Supreme Controller, your unlimited glories are inconceivable to the conditioned souls. Many modern theologians argue about right and wrong without actually knowing what is actually right. Their arguments are always false and their judgments inconclusive because they have no authorized evidence with which to gain knowledge of you, because their minds are agitated by scriptures containing false conclusions. They are unable to understand the truth concerning you. Furthermore, because of polluted eagerness to arrive at the right conclusion, their theories are incapable of revealing you, who are transcendental to their material conceptions. You are one without a second, and therefore, in you, contradictions like doing and not doing, happiness and distress, are not contradictory. Your potency is so great that it can do and undo anything as you like. With the help of that potency, what is impossible for you? Since there is no duality in your constitutional position, you can do everything by the influence of your energy. What a nice definition of God, wouldn't you say? I mean, right offhand, just purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being self-sufficient, is full of transcendental bliss, Atmarama. He enjoys bliss in two ways, when he appears happy and when he appears distressed. Distinctions and contradictions are impossible in him because only from him have they emanated. The Supreme Personality of God, it is the reservoir of all knowledge, all potency, all strength, opulence, and influence. There is no limit to his powers. Since he is full in all transcendental attributes, nothing abominable from the material world can exist in him. He is transcendental and spiritual, and therefore conceptions of material happiness and distress do not apply to him. We should not be astonished to find contradictions in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, there are no contradictions. That is the meaning of his being supreme. Because he is all-powerful, he is not subject to the conditioned soul's arguments regarding his existence or non-existence. He is pleased to protect his devotees by killing their enemies. He enjoys both the killing and the protecting. Such freedom from duality applies not only to the Lord, but also to his devotees. In Vrindavan, the damsels of Brajabhumi enjoy transcendental bliss in the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and they feel the same transcendental bliss in separation when Krishna and Balaram leave Vrindavan for Mathura. There is no question of material pains or pleasures for either the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his pure devotees, although they are sometimes superficially said to be distressed or happy. One who is Atmarama is blissful in both ways. Non-devotees cannot understand the contradictions present in the Supreme Lord or his devotees. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati. The transcendental pastimes can be understood through devotional service. To non-devotees, they are inconceivable. Achintya kalu ye bhava natang tarkena jochayat. The Supreme Lord and his form, name, pastimes, and paraphernalia are inconceivable to non-devotees, and one should not try to understand such realities simply by logical arguments. They will not bring one to the right conclusion about the Absolute Truth. Text 37. A rope causes fear for a bewildered person who considers it a snake, but not for a person with proper intelligence who knows it to be only a rope. Similarly, you, as the Supersoul in everyone's heart, inspire fear or fearlessness according to one's intelligence, but in you there is no duality. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Yayatam mam prapadyante tangs tataiva bhajamyaham. As one surrenders unto me, I reward him accordingly. The Supreme Personality of God, it is the reservoir of everything, including all knowledge, all truth, and all contradictions. The example cited herein is very appropriate. A rope is one truth, but some mistake it for a snake, whereas others know it to be a rope. Similarly, devotees who know the Supreme Personality of Godhead do not see contradictions in him, but non-devotees regard him as the snake-like source of all fear. For example, when Nrisimhadeva appeared, Prahlad Maharaj saw the Lord as the supreme solace, whereas his father, a demon, saw him as the ultimate death. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.37, Bhayam Dvaitiya Bhinibhishyataksyat, fear results from being absorbed in duality. When one is in knowledge of duality, one knows both fear and bliss. The same Supreme Lord is the source of bliss to devotees and fear to non-devotees who have a poor fund of knowledge. God is one, but people understand the absolute truth from different angles of vision. The unintelligent see contradictions in him, but sober devotees find no contradictions. Text 38. With deliberation, one will see that the Supreme Soul, although manifested in different ways, is actually the basic principle of everything. The total material energy is the cause of the material manifestation. The total material energy is the cause of the material manifestation, but the material energy is caused by him. The total material energy is the cause of the material manifestation, but the material energy is caused by him. Therefore, he is the cause of all causes, the manifester of intelligence and the senses. He is perceived as the super soul of everything. Without him, everything would be dead. You, as that super soul, the supreme controller, are the only one remaining. They're really trying to convince Krishna to help him out. They're really pushing the envelope here. Purport. The words sarva vastuni vastu sarupaha indicate that the Supreme Lord is the active principle of everything. The words sarva vastuni vastu sarupa indicate that the Supreme Lord is the active principle of everything, as described in the Brahma Samhita. Piso prachavitam bhagat andakotim yach-chak-chay-sagat-anda-chaya-yarantaha andantarasta-paramanu-chayantarastam govindamadi-purusham tamaham-bhajami. I worship the personality of Godhead, Govind, who enters the existence of every universe and every atom by one of his plenary portions and thus manifests his infinite energy throughout the material creation. By his one plenary portion as Paramatma, Antaryami, the Lord is all-pervading throughout the unlimited universes. He is the Pratak, or Antaryami, of all living entities. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 13.3, Chetragyam Chapimam Bidi Sarva Chetreshu Bharata, O Scion of Bharata. You should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies. Because the Lord is the Supersoul, he is the active principle of every living entity, and even the atom, andantarastaparamchayantarastam, and he is the actual reality. According to various stages of intelligence, one realizes the presence of the Supreme in everything through the manifestations of his energy. The entire world is permeated by the three gunas, and one can understand his presence according to one's modes of material nature. Text 39. Therefore, O killer of the Madhu demon, incessant transcendental bliss flows in the minds of those who have even once tasted but a drop of the nectar from the ocean of your glories. Such exalted devotees forget the tiny reflection of so-called material happiness produced from the material senses of sight and sound. Free from all desires, such devotees are the real friends of all living entities. Offering their minds unto you and enjoying transcendental bliss, they are expert in achieving the real goal of life. O Lord, you are the sole and dear friend of such devotees, who never need return to this material world. How could they give up engagement in your devotional service? What a verse. Purport. Although non-devotees, because of their meager knowledge and speculative habits, cannot understand the real nature of the Lord, a devotee who has once tasted the nectar from the Lord's lotus feet can realize what transcendental pleasure there is in the Lord's devotional service. A devotee knows that simply by rendering service to the Lord, he serves everyone. Therefore, devotees are real friends to all living entities. Only a pure devotee can preach the glories of the Lord for the benefit of all conditioned souls. Text 40. O Lord, O personified three worlds, Father of the three worlds, O strength of the three worlds, in the form of the Vamana incarnation, O three-eyed form of Nrisingadev, O most beautiful person within the three worlds, everything and everyone, including human beings, and even the Daiti demons and the Danavas, are but an expansion of your energy. O supremely powerful one, you have always appeared in your forms as the various incarnations to punish the demons as soon as they become very powerful. You appear as Lord Vamanadeva, Lord Rama, and Lord Krishna. You appear sometimes as an animal, like Lord Boar, sometimes a mixed incarnation, like Lord Nrisingadev and Lord Hayagriva, and sometimes an aquatic, like Lord Fish and Lord Tortoise. Assuming such various forms, you have always punished the demons and Danavas. We therefore pray that your Lordship appear today as another incarnation, if you so desire, to kill the great demon, Vritrasura. Purport. There are two kinds of devotees, known as Sakama and Akama. Pure devotees are Akama, or as devotees in the upper planetary systems, such as the demigods, are called Sakarma, because they still want to enjoy material opulence. Because of their pious activities, the Sakama devotees, are promoted to the higher planetary systems. But at heart, they still desire to lord it over the material resources. The Sakama devotees are sometimes disturbed by the demons and Rakshasas, but the Lord is so kind that He always saves them by appearing as an incarnation. The Lord's incarnations are so powerful that Lord Vamanadeva covered the entire universe with two steps and therefore had no place for His third step. The Lord is called Trivikrama because He showed His strength by delivering the entire universe with merely three steps. The difference between Sakama and Akama devotees is that when Sakama devotees, like the demigods, fall into difficulty, they approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for relief. Whereas Akama devotees, even in the greatest danger, never disturb the Lord for material benefits. Even if an Akama devotee is suffering, he thinks this is due to his past impious activities and agrees to suffer the consequences. That may be the answer why we don't necessarily have to chant the Narayana Kabacha. Because it's for protection, and the pure devotees, they don't pray for protection, according to this purport. He never disturbs the Lord. Sakama devotees immediately pray to the Lord as soon as they are in difficulty, but they are regarded as pious because they consider themselves fully dependent on the mercy of the Lord, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8. Tatnehinu kampam sujamikshamano bunjana evat makritam vipakam ridvagvapur bir vididhanamaste jivetayo muktipade sadayabhak. Even while suffering in the midst of difficulties, devotees simply offer their prayers and service more enthusiastically. In this way, they become firmly fixed in devotional service and eligible to return home back to Godhead without a doubt. Sakama devotees, of course, achieve from the Lord the results they desire from their prayers, but they do not immediately become fit to return to Godhead. It is to be noted herein that Lord Vishnu, in His various incarnations, is always the protector of His devotees. Srila Madhvacharya says, Vividam bhava patrat bhat sarve vishnor vibhutayaha. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. All other incarnations proceed from Lord Vishnu.
A question about the statement which Prabhupada made in the last section of the purport that the difference between Sakama and Akama devotees, that the Sakama devotees immediately pray for protection and Akama, they don't never disturb the Lord, but isn't what we see also in Vrindavan pastimes, whenever there is danger, the devotees immediately... Okay. Okay. But I mean, they also call Krishna himself, like the,
they also ask fire.
Hey Krishna.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, that's the example.
Well, you know, there's a that's true. Absolutely. But there is a pastime narrated by Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, which kind of hopefully will shed some light on that apparent contradiction, which, by the way, we just heard in previous purports, that there is no contradiction, even though it seems like the Lord or the devotees are, have dualities. They're not. One time in Samputta, the Prem Samputta, this book, Krishna disguised himself as a goddess and went to Radharani, and there's a whole pastime. I'm not going to tell the whole pastime, but at the end, you know, Krishna tested her and started blaspheming himself to see if he could get a rise out of her, right? Get her angry at him. And finally, she said, and in doing that, he would say, you know, I came from the heavenly planets and I saw that this Krishna is sometimes running with other girls and leaving you crying, and this guy's a complete debauchee. And I don't understand why you're giving him the time of day. You should immediately just leave him. And this is ridiculous. What are you doing? And she said, you don't understand anything, do you? She said, the reason I'm crying is not because Krishna's not coming to me. The reason I'm crying is because I know that Krishna can't enjoy without me. And so he's out there and some girls take him here and there. And he's suffering without me. And then so at one point, Krishna's, by this time, Krishna's pretty ecstatic, as you can imagine. And he's having a hard time maintaining his form as a goddess. And then she says, as a matter of fact, what you really should know is that we are one soul. And then Krishna said, really, you're one soul? That means you should be able to just sit and meditate and bring him to you whenever you want. She said, yes, I can do that. And then she sat down like a little, like an innocent village girl, and just sat in asana and started meditating. And by this time, Krishna couldn't. That's it. That was it. He couldn't maintain his form anymore. And then she opened his eyes and she said, where'd the goddess go? And so she went that way. I don't know. I just was here and I just happened to pass by, and that was it.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And that note brings us to the lunch break. We'll see everybody back here at 3, what time? 3:30 only. At 3:30 only. So we'll see you all then. Go premanande nitai gaura haribo bo haribo nitai gaura haribo nitai gaura haribo bo haribo nitai gaura haribo. Vancha kalpita visha kripa snibe vicha titanam pavani bio vaishnave bio namo namaha natakodi vaishnave niki. Case closed.
Hey, Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman.